Time now for StoryCorps, recording stories about the people and events that shape our lives. Herman Blake grew up with his mother and six brothers and sisters just outside of New York City. It was the early 1940s. The family was poor. As he recalled at StoryCorps, that shaped the family's outlook on life.
When I was growing up, the great emphasis was on being able to get a job because we were on welfare, and it was so humiliating. My brother Henry, wanting to see us no longer dependent on welfare, decided to drop out of school so he could help take care of Mama. So when he got 16, he stopped going to school, and I'll never forget the day the truant officer came, and Henry sat there and looked at him and said, "I am not returning to school." He was standing up in support of Mama. But there was this woman who worked in domestic work. Her name was Lillian Tinsley. She was a member of our church, and she had no family of her own, but she just loved the young people. She liked to take the kids and feed them, and as I remember, she couldn't cook.
Oh, Lord.
And we used to despair about her cooking. And Mama said, "You eat what she puts in front of you."
Yes.
And she would get on the bus down on Fifth Avenue and go out and clean house all day. But her real interest was education. And she came to my mother and she said, "You send that boy back to school. And from my own limited income, I will give you what he could have made." She sent Henry on to a junior college in Alabama, and Henry's experience there excited my next oldest brother and myself. And of my mother's seven children, all of us completed high school. Six of us completed college degrees, and two of us got doctorates. So I consider that the legacy of a unheralded domestic worker named Lillian Tinsley, and I can never forget her.
Dr. Herman Blake with his brother Deacon Sidney Blake at StoryCorps in New York. Herman Blake received his doctorate from the University of California, Berkeley, and went on to become a professor of sociology at UC Santa Cruz. He'll be honored there this weekend. This interview will be archived at the Library of Congress, and you can subscribe to the StoryCorps podcast at npr.org.